Summer morning, Greg Monzel's white pickup truck pulls up to Brookside Park on Indianapolis's Near East Side. He hops out with a large plastic tub and his 18-month-old son, Hartford, in his arms.
So what are we looking for?
So today, I wanted to come back here. I used to live just around the corner here, and so Brookside Park was right up my back door. And this will be the fifth year for me of harvesting service berries, one of my favorite native berries to Indiana.
Some of you may know them as June berries.
Well, let's go find some service berries.
The three of us set off into the park, but it's not long before Monzel is pointing out uses for the lawn.
From my point of view, you know, walking around in a park or woods or even just in along a sidewalk somewhere, almost every plant at my feet is food or medicine to me.
We step through red clovers, black medic, and dandelions as we cross a shaded footbridge over Pogue's Run.
Oh, there's ripe mulberries.
Dark purple berries hang from the branches above us.
So normally one of my tactics for foraging from trees is to find a branch you can reach, and then you can kind of pull it down to where you can reach it and actually eat the fruit.
Many have already fallen from the trees, squished into the wooden planks from footsteps.
They're juicy.
Yeah, they will stain a little bit. You can use mulberries for a dye also.
Monzel pulls a branch down low enough for Hartford to reach, and he shovels berries into his mouth without a second thought. His hands and cheeks are smeared with purple juices. When we've had our fill, we move on. Monzel is an herbalist by training. He by no means lives off of foraging. In fact, a larger portion of his family's diet comes from their backyard gardens. Calling himself an opportunistic forager, he picks berries and plants when he finds them on hikes.
Going into the wild and just getting a little bit of this or a little bit of that from wild foods can make a big difference, I think, in the nutritional content of your diet.
Train whistles and helicopters can be heard off in the distance. Urban foraging lacks a certain Emerson transcendentalism. In other words, this isn't Walden Pond, but we found some more ripe berries.
These are beautiful, plump service berries. Ugh, these are so good.
Hartford plucks berries out of the plastic bucket almost as fast as his dad adds them.
One reason I wanted to show you gathering berries in particular is that it's well within the regulations of the city for harvesting in parks. You can gather nuts and berries from trees and shrubs in city parks in Indianapolis, as long as they're not state-dedicated nature preserves.
We make another stop on the way back. Monzel has spotted some wild carrot on the edge of the park.
Let's see if I can uproot it.
I learned that wild carrot has a look-alike that is less appetizing.
One close relative of the wild carrot is poison hemlock. It's something you do not want to misidentify, yeah. So if you go and dig up a mess of poison hemlock thinking it's a wild carrot, you will probably end up 6 feet under from that.
Monzel advises people interested in foraging to learn the plants you can't eat first, since there are fewer of those. Back at the truck, we take stock of the morning.
Two species of mulberries, wild grapes, elderberries, plum, serviceberry, and wild cherries. So that's seven different types of wild fruit that we've seen just on a short walk.
A short walk, but a belly full of berries. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ryan Delaney.